When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Wednesday, May 29th. This week is flying by, obviously, with the holiday weekend, having Monday off. Jaguars had OTA practice number 4. Media was allowed out there yesterday. Got a recap of that on the channel here if you want to go check that out. But right now, taking a look at a big picture topic, the Jaguars offensive line. Do they have a good offensive line heading into 2024? What can we expect? What are some areas they need to improve? Who are the newcomers? We're going to break it all down here heading into 2024. As I mentioned, several new faces since this time last year. When you look at this offensive line, some upgrades in free agency, draft picks. We're going to dive into it. Really appreciate y'all tuning in here. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Can also become a channel member here on YouTube, help support what we're doing, get access to some cool perks. Check it out in the links in the description below. So we're going to start with the tackles, then we're going to shift inside. You've obviously got your offensive tackles, your guards, your center when you're looking at this offensive line. Cam Robinson, Anton Harrison, Walker Little, Javon Foster. That makes up the nucleus of the Jaguars offensive tackle group. To me, right there, you have three very good pass-protecting tackles, right? Cam Robinson, Anton Harrison, Walker Little. Anton Harrison, as a rookie with an injured shoulder the entire season, he did an extremely good job on the right side of the offensive line, switching positions, played left tackle at Oklahoma, switched positions, played right tackle for the Jacksonville Jaguars last year with an injured shoulder his entire rookie year, and was incredibly efficient. Was the most efficient rookie starting tackle in pass protection, right? So again, you're talking about protecting the investment, protecting Trevor Lawrence. Anton Harrison did that at a very impressive level as a young rookie. This was a young prospect coming out, and it's always fun to just, like, Anton Harrison, I think I was higher on him in the draft than anyone else that I looked at. When you talk about other people in the NFL draft community, NFL draft media, whatever you want to call it. I had Anton Harrison as a top 10 prospect. The Jaguars were able to land him in the 20s. Unbelievable value. I think he proved that he deserved to be drafted much higher during his rookie season. I think he's going to continue to prove that. So Anton Harrison at right tackle, very good pass protector. Cam Robinson, he has been really good in pass pro for like 3 years running. He's been with the Jaguars for a long time now, 2017, right? But this is a guy that keeps it clean on the left side when he's out there. Obviously has had some injury issues, was suspended for a few games last year to start the year. But when he's out there, he keeps it clean in pass pro. He does a good job. Walker Little, in his starts at left tackle, when healthy, he has been very effective in pass protection. All three of these guys have very good length, very good explosiveness, good overall athleticism, and they are coached well in pass protection. They use their hands well. They use their frames well. They're an impressive group of pass protecting tackles, bottom line. Javon Foster added to the mix as OT4. I think this is a guy that knows how to use his length, another guy with great length, very good short area explosiveness and athleticism. So not as great of an athlete overall as the other three guys we're talking about, but someone who has the length, the power and the short area burst, explosiveness, quickness to get the job done at the NFL level. Obviously remains to be seen what he's going to do in the NFL because he's a rookie, but somebody who as a prospect, as a project, maybe not even a project, I shouldn't say that because he is pretty technically refined. He is experienced in the SEC, but as someone who you're bringing in as your OT4 to just kind of grow and develop behind the guys you have, I think you can feel really good about that. Now run blocking, that's where the Jaguars have struggled both on the outside and on the interior as a unit. So they need to be coached better. They need to execute better. Bottom line, I think maybe the Jaguars have been throwing too much crap at the wall in the run game. You know, just trying to hit so many different concepts between zone, between gap scheme, between hitting it outside, duo, you know, inside zone. They have, in my opinion, they threw a lot of crap at the wall. I think that they need to try to play the hits a little bit more. And you need to try to play the hits with the guys that are good at those types of schemes, right? So I think part of the offensive line, part of the run game issue has been coaching, has been play calling, has been execution. I do. I also think the fact that Anton Harrison is playing a different position as a rookie with an injured shoulder didn't help him out very much, you know, in terms of the run game. But I really look at this run game and I say, why isn't Travis Etienne getting the ball in space more? Why are you running him up the gut so much? Why are you running him inside the tackle so much? Like, I get you're not going to give a guy 100% of his carries outside the tackle, right? You're not going to give him outside zone or toss or a pitch every single time he touches the ball. I'm not advocating for that. But I think that the balance needs to be drastically different. Travis Etienne needs to be getting the ball in space more than he was in 2023. Point blank. Absolutely does. And then you talk about Tank Bigsby. He needs to get the ball more inside the tackles. And you also need these running backs to read the thing properly. Travis Etienne, as awesome as he is, another reason beyond just the fact that he has unbelievable speed, explosiveness, creativity in the open field, another reason you want to get him outside the tackle, it's easier to read things out there for him. There's more space for him to read things. When he has to, when he's forced to, you know, kind of read inside, you know, inside the tackles, the A gap, the B gap, the vision is inconsistent. I think it's easy to say that. So this run game, there's a lot of issues that play into it. I think, again, part of it is coaching. Part of it is play calling. You've got to know what works, what doesn't work. I think they tried just way too much stuff last year. And then you've also got to get the runners making sure that they're hitting their keys. So there's a lot that goes into it, but
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice Bone-In Tender Ribeye Steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bottom line is they need to get better in the run game. And that goes for the entire offense, really. It does. So I think you can say with this offensive tackle group, after going on that tangent there about the running game, I think that this is one of the best pass-protecting offensive tackle groups in football. And it's also one of the deepest offensive tackle groups in football. Most teams do not have 3 starting caliber tackles. The Jaguars do. And I think you can feel very good about that, again, when it comes to protecting Trevor Lawrence. Now, looking inside, the Jaguars have two newish faces in the starting lineup. I say newish because the Jaguars traded for Ezra Cleveland midway through the year last year. He immediately got hurt, had to try to battle through it. It wasn't like a season-ending injury, but, you know, Ezra Cleveland was battling through injury pretty much from the moment he got here. You landed Mitch Morrison free agency at center. You still have Brandon Scherff at right guard. So Mitch Morris, you know, the man in the middle there, unbelievable upgrade in my opinion. He's not like one of the top five centers in the league, but he is well above average. He's good in both pass protection and in the run game. He's a great athlete. He has a great attention to detail. He is a leader. So you love what you did with the upgrade there at center, without question. And then Ezra Cleveland is another great athlete. He's slightly above average in pass pro based on what I've seen throughout his career and a very good run blocker. Again, I don't think that you saw Ezra Cleveland at full strength in teal outside of a few plays in his first game here. I really don't. And some of those few plays, you saw him creating a rushing lane. Now, Brandon Scherff, he is a great pass protector. He's been subpar in the run game since getting here, but again, the entire offensive line has been subpar in the running game. So that's just kind of how it is. I think that you have guys, though, here in the middle that will, again, protect Trevor Lawrence. Mitch Morse is a massive upgrade, should be a big upgrade both in pass protection and in the run game. Ezra Cleveland should be a big upgrade in both pass protection and the run game. Like, when you look at what you had on the interior of the offensive line in 2023 compared to what you have now in your starting lineup, Mitch Morse over Luke Fortner, like, that's miles apart in terms of what they're giving you. And then Ezra Cleveland versus, like, Ben Bartsch, again, that is a big difference in what you are getting heading into 2023 versus what you have heading into 2024. And then the depth. You have Luke Fortner, who is now a backup at center instead of a starter. Even though the Jaguars haven't named Mitch Morse the starter, that's a hilarious bit. They're trying to rebuild Luke Fortner's confidence a little bit. You also have Tyler Shatley, who can absolutely play center for you. Like, if you had an injury at center, Luke Fortner comes in and it's not going well, you can plug Tyler Shatley in and feel a little bit better about your situation, in my opinion. Blake Hantz is a very versatile offensive lineman. They love Cooper Hodges, who missed his entire rookie year. He's back to playing. I think Walker Little can fill in at guard if need be. I think Javon Foster eventually has the ability to do that too. So I think there is depth across the interior of the offensive line. For me, overall, looking at this entire offensive line, there is zero question about this group's ability to protect Trevor Lawrence. I really do believe that. You know, every single one of these guys is very good to above average in pass protection. Like Cam Robinson, Anton Harrison, Brandon Scherff, Mitch Morris, really, really good pass protectors. Ezra Cleveland, I think, is a little bit stronger in the running game, but he's a better pass protector than anyone you've had at guard in a while, you know, at left guard there. So I don't think that they're going to have an issue protecting Trevor Lawrence. And again, if Walker Little has to play tackle, he can protect Trevor Lawrence, right? If you have to go to some of these depth guys at guard, I think you can get the job done. But as I already mentioned, they must get better in the run game. That's on Phil Rauscher, the offensive line coach. That's on the players, their execution, their attention to detail. And again, it's on play calling as well and play sequencing. They talked about it yesterday. They were not super consistent in 2022 as a running offense, but they had a lot of explosives. So even though they weren't down in and down out executing at a high level up front and with the running backs, they were still able to have some plays where they absolutely hit. Everybody did their job at a high level, and then you see Travis Etienne racing down the field. Last year, not as many plays like that. They need to be better in the worst way for this offense to reach its ceiling. Because yes, even without an efficient running game, even without an explosive running game, Trevor Lawrence was still getting the job done before he got injured and before his receivers got injured last year. So I think that this offense can survive and can win football games without a very good rushing attack. We've seen that over the last 2 years. But for this offense to hit its ceiling, they need this running game to get going. They really do. And they need it to be more effective. And that's, in my opinion, less on Travis Etienne and the running backs and more on play calling, execution, and coaching up front. I really do believe that. I do think, though, from a talent perspective, a run-blocking talent perspective, Mitch Morse and Ezra Cleveland 100% do help in that area. But again, we got to see it. This has been 2 years running. Ever since Doug Peterson got here, the running game has not been efficient at all. Again, though, I think the one thing you can hang your hat on without question is that they have the talent and depth to protect Trevor Lawrence, which is the most important thing you can possibly do. But again, to reach the ceiling, got to run the ball better. I think this is a good offensive line. It's a solid B for me. It could be even better if they figure out how to run block more consistently, which again, I do think Mitch Morse and Ezra Cleveland, just their presence alone, will help everyone there. I do. We'll see how it plays out. Would love to know what you think about this Jaguars offensive line. Drop your comments in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. You can become a member of the channel right here on YouTube, get access to some cool perks, and continue to support what we're doing here. Really appreciate y'all. Have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.